ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो इन् तत्त्वबोधः वी हैव कवर्ड् टू टॉपिक्स् ऑफ द फाइव टॉपिक्स्. द फर्स्ट टॉपिक ऑफ qualifications required for the attainment of knowledge in terms of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is over. The second topic discussed was the jiva swarupa vicharaha or the enquiry into the essential nature of individual is over. And now, we started just last class, Samashti Swarupa Vicharaha or Ishwara Swarupa Vicharaha, enquiry into the essential nature or the truth of the macrocosmic being or the total. And I'm going to start from there. Just read the first verse and we'll go next and enter into the actual section. Vasudevendra Yogindram Natva Jnana Pradam Gurum Mukshunam Hitarthaya Tatva Bodho Bhidiyate. So here, 42, is it 42, number 42? Atha chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. I will start from there. So after having discussed the jiva swarupam, the essential nature of the individual, I inquire into the nature of individual. Upanishad begin here, Tattvabodha text begins here with the inquiry into the essential nature of the total samashti. And the teacher says, Vakshyamaha evam atha chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. Chaturvimshatihi, I said 24. And utpattihi, production or creation. Prakaraha, the method. So now we shall explain the method of the creation of 24 tattvani, 24 principles. See, the physicist has his own way of analyzing the universe and dividing the universe into many factors. A chemist has his own way of looking into the universe. One can divide universe into many components. Like that here, Vedanta Shastram also, see, it divides his universe into 24 principles. There are totally 24 principles constitute this universe. And what are those 24 principles? The author doesn't want to discuss it now. He only says 24 principles, the entire cosmos is equal to 24 principles. And later on, we're going to understand this universe as five elemental model. The universe is five elemental model. So 24 principles. We can understand 24 principles are actually they constitute the entire cosmos. We'll see them later on because the teacher says, the author of the book says, Vakshyamaha. Even the author is a single person, but he uses the verb plural, Vakshyamaha, we shall explain 24 principles. The creation of 24 principles which constitute the whole, the entire creation. Why does he use the verb, plural verb, we shall explain? Does not say, I shall explain. I am the author of this text. I'm going to explain to you. He doesn't use the singular verb, singular pronoun, I. He only implies a we. There's no vayam, but vakshyamaha, the verb itself tells, we shall explain. Because whenever the teacher in Vedanta, the teacher of Vedanta teaches, and when he presents the teaching, he always says, our explanation is not my own explanation. The explanation which I have understood from the parampara, the entire parampara, and from beginningless time, so many teachers, which has come down to us. So we shall explain means, I am explaining here what has been received from our teachers. That's why my explanation is actually explanation of my teachers. That's the implication. He uses the verb, plural verb, we shall explain, because he means to say, do you hear me clearly? You all hear me clearly? Okay. So he says, we shall explain means what my explanation now is actually the explanation which I have understood from the teachers who come in this Guru Parampara. He gives a credit to his teachers. We shall explain 24 principles, creation or the method of how this universe is a thing by 24 principles. And he starts in the 443rd sentence. We see, Brahma Ashraya Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Mayasti. That's where we stopped last class. First, he introduces, there is a Maya. What is this Maya? Why he talks about Maya first? Because the evolution is possible only because of Maya. Maya is inexplicable power of the reality. It's known by the term Maya. And better know other names also. Maya, avyaktam, avyakritam, avyakritihi, pradhanam. These are all different names used to mean the only power of reality. And the reality of the entire cosmos is implied by the term Brahma, Brahman. I last class I said Brahman is the Nakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Brahman Shabdaha. And nominative case becomes Brahma. It's a neuter gender word. Okay, Brahma is a neuter gender word. And I also explained why reality is implied by the term Brahma. We saw that last class.
reality is impaired with term Brahma because of its nature of limitlessness. Brihattamatvat Brahma. Do you remember all that? We saw last class already. And this Brahma has the power, is endowed with the power, which is inseparable from this reality, is otherwise called Maya. And this power does not have independent existence of its own. Power cannot be defined as non-existent. Power is not unreal because it is not non-existent. At the same time, power cannot be defined as real also because it does not have independent existence of its own. Nor can it be defined as unreal because it does exist. That which does not exist at all is unreal. So power cannot be defined as real or unreal. So that's why anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya shakti means non-definable as real or unreal is called anirvachaniya shakti. Therefore it is implied by another technical expression, mithya. Maya is mithya. The power of reality known by the term Maya is mithya. Mithya because it does not have independent existence of its own. It is neither real nor unreal. It is as though real. It is dependent on Brahman for its existence. Just as heat is dependent on fire for its existence, illumining power is dependent on sun for its existence. Similarly here, this power is also dependent on reality for its existence. Therefore, it is called Brahma Ashraya. Ashraya means dependent. Brahma Ashrayaha Yasyaha Shaktehe. Yasyaha Shaktehe. Ashrayaha Brahma. Sa Shaktihi Brahmashraya Shaktihi. The power for which Brahman is the source or locus is known as Brahma Ashraya Shaktihi. Do you remember this? We saw this last class. No. And this Maya, I said, Trigunatmika. It is endowed with three gunas. This Maya, which is dependent on Brahman for its existence, is endowed with the three powers. Means Maya alone. Maya is one power. When it is manifest, we see threefold powers. One power manifest as threefold powers is given three different names. Please note this carefully. We do understand Jnana Shaktihi, Iccha Shaktihi and Kriya Shaktihi. But here initially you have to understand Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi and Dravya Shaktihi. Please note this. Dravya Shaktihi, Jnana Shaktihi, the power of knowing is Jnana Shaktihi, or the capacity to know, the faculty of knowing is Jnana Shaktihi. Then Kriya Shaktihi, the power of activity, the capacity to act, the faculty which enables activities. Then Dravya Shaktihi. So power of activity, power of knowing, power of activity, and Dravya Shaktihi is actually power of inertia. Dravya Shaktihi, power of inertia. And these okay, dravya shaktihi. These three powers, when the power is unmanifest, you cannot differentiate these three powers. All three powers remain as one inseparable, inexplicable, unmanifest, undifferentiated power. When this power is unmanifest, it remains as one undifferentiated power. But when it's manifest, the one power alone, it manifests as threefold expressions of one power. And what are those threefold expressions of one power? I said jnana shaktihi, kriya shaktihi, and dravya shaktihi. The capacity to know, power of knowing, capacity to act, power of activity, and dravya shaktihi, power of inertia. And these three powers manifest are given three different names. Jnana shaktihi manifest is called sattva gunaha. Kriya shaktihi manifest is called rajogunaha. Dravya shaktihi expressed is called tamogunaha. Dravya shaktihi manifest is called tamogunaha. So when there is manifestation, again we can say capacity to know, capacity to act, capacity to desire and act, all these are expressions of jnana kriya shaktis. Okay. Therefore, trigunatmika means you don't need to worry. Three gunas are three different names attributed to threefold expressions of the only power Maya. We'll understand again in detail. And what is the nature of this Maya? The power of reality is of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. It is subject to change. And change is the unchangeable nature of Maya. Change is the unchangeable nature of Maya. And here we say, what is implied by the term Brahman is the reality. And that reality is of the nature of consciousness and which is of the nature of changelessness. And because of its nature of limitlessness, reality is implied with the term Brahma. Okay. We understand this much. So here we need to understand Maya is what now? Anadi, anadihi. Power also is uncreated. Nothing is created here. So Shakti is uncreated. And we can say the unmanifest subtlest matter in subtlest form is Maya. Matter, subtlest form is Maya. And here we have to see the next, the Upanishad presents the exactly how the teaching is given in Upanishads. So also here it is explained. See, the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness is dependent on Maya for its manifestation. Maya means matter for its manifestation. Whereas matter is dependent on Brahman for its very existence. Matter is dependent on Brahman for its very existence. So Maya, the power has to undergo change in order to evolve into this inexplicably vast universe. So because Maya does not have independent existence of its own, this Maya, existence itself is looked upon as the blessing of consciousness implied by the term Brahma. So because of the presence of consciousness, because of the presence of reality, absolute reality in terms of consciousness, because of the blessing of reality, the consciousness, the power enjoys existence, and the power is capable of undergoing changes. The power is capable of evolving into this entire universe. Now, how did this entire universe evolve? Means, how did Maya evolve into this entire cosmos? The Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya is going to be introduced here. Prakriya means the method of unfoldment. The teaching methodology is called Prakriya. And Shastram uses the methodology, the two important methods of unfoldment. In order to arrive at the reality obtaining as the innermost self of an individual, the Shastram introduces the method of Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya means the method of distinguishing the subject knower from the object. Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya means what? The method of distinguishing the seer from the seen, observer from the observed. And this method is used by Shastram in order to arrive at the essential nature of the individual. Whereas here, in order to arrive at the essential nature of the entire cosmos, and later on to understand the oneness of this also, this methodology is very important. It's called Karana Karya Prakriya, cause effect analysis, or Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya means the method of analyzing the creation, analysis of the total. Srishti Prakriya. Srishtihi means creation. The method of analyzing the creation, the universe. Otherwise called Karana Karya Prakriya, Srishti Prakriya. And one more name given to this Prakriya is, the three names are used here. Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. The method of superimposition and negation. The method of analyzing, you can say superimposition and negation. We'll see that later on. But now, how it is presented. So we say the reality implied by the term Brahman is abstract, formless, is of the nature of consciousness, which is of the nature of changelessness. Whereas the power of reality meant by the term Maya is of the nature of undergoing changes. It is of the nature of inertness, and it undergoes changes. And this power, which is of the nature of inertness, does not have independent existence of its own. We already understood that much. And here this undergoes a change means how. So here, let us see the next mantra now, next sentence now. In Upanishad, we say mantra, and here it's a sentence. Upanishad first, in how exactly the Srishti, the creation will not be the same in all the Upanishads. You must remember, in whichever Upanishad, in later on in future, we come across this analysis of creation. The analysis of creation is not the same in all the Upanishads. The creation is not discussed in the same way in all the Upanishads, which means Upanishads do not aim at establishing the creation. The creation is analyzed not to establish the creation, but to help us arrive at the reality of the universe. Analysis of creation is only to arrive at the reality of the universe, not to establish the creation. In fact, analysis of the universe or creation will finally result in giving us the clarity of the fact that there is no creation at all. You analyze the creation to find out the fact that there is no creation. This is the fact. That's why we should not take it very seriously. And here, this Maya evolves, means undergoes changes, means evolves, means first there's a creation of five subtle elements. This textbook talks about five subtle elements. Sukshma Bhutani, Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, five subtle elements. Thereafter, how from these five subtle elements, the five subtle elemental products originate. Subtle elementals are like our mind, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, all the subtle aspects which indwell the gross physical body are all subtle elementals. Sukshma bhautikani. Sukshma bhautikani, which are originated from sukshma bhutani. Sukshma bhutam, subtle element. Sukshma bhautikam, subtle elemental product. Then, next stage, we see, the Upanishad talks, the textbook talks about the creation of gross elements. How the gross elements come into existence. And later on, from these gross elements, gross elemental physical forms originate. So, sthula bhutani. Sukshma bhutani means subtle elements. Then, from subtle elements, originate subtle elementals such as mind, sense powers, etc. Then five gross elements originate, and from five gross elements we have origination of gross elementals. Sthula bhutani, pancha sthula bhutani, five gross elements originate. Then from these five gross elements come into existence five gross elementals. Pancha sthula bhautikani. Sthula bhutani, sthula bhautikani. Bhutam bhute bhutani. For Sanskrit students, bhutam bhute bhutani. Bhutam means being. Bhutam means devil also. Okay, don't take into account here. Bhutam means element. So pancha bhutani elements. So pancha sukshma bhutani, five subtle elements. From them originate five, then many subtle elementals. Then from this subtle elements alone, then originate the gross elements, pancha sthula bhutani. From these gross elements, then originate gross elementals, pancha sthula bhautikani. Like this, this textbook is presenting the evolution of the power of reality into this entire cosmos. So subtle and gross elementals constitute this universe. Subtle elements, subtle elementals, gross elements, and gross elementals constitute this entire cosmos. Sukshma bhutani pancha, sukshma bhautikani, sthula bhutani pancha, then sthula bhautikani. Okay. Now how it presents, let us see first now. See now the next sentence. Tataha. Do you see that? Tataha. Akashaha sambhutaha. Are reading the 44th sentence? 44th sentence. Tataha. Akashah sambhutah. Tata, afterward visarga is dropped. Sanskrit students, make it note. Whenever visarga precedes long vowel a, visarga gets dropped. Visargasya lopah bhavati. So tatah akashah means tata akashah sambhutah. Tata akashas sambhutaha. Tataha akashaha sambhutaha. Otherwise, tata akashas sambhutaha. Akashad vayuhu. Akashad vayuhu. Vayostejaha. Vayostejaha. You break it. Vayoho tejaha. Tejasa apaha. Again you see tejasaha apaha. Tejasaha apaha. Sandhi visarga is dropped. Tejasa apaha. Adbhyah prithivi, adbhyah prithivi. Okay. Tataha means from that. Tataha is an indeclinable word. In Bhagavad Gita, it is used. Tatam is a participle. There it means pervaded. Tatam. That is different. A participle of different root, tatam. But here the word tataha is an indeclinable expression which means from that. Tasmat. Tataha means from tasmat. That's the meaning. So here in this sentence, tataha akashas sambhutaha. Tata akashas sambhutaha. Akashadvayuhu, vayos tejaha, tejasa apaha, adbhyav prithivi. So, in the previous sentence we saw, the author of this textbook introduced the power of reality, enjoying its existence in the reality, implied by the term Brahma. Now, he is explaining here how that power Maya is evolves into this universe. So in this textbook, author presents the how sequentially things are created. One important thing we should remember is the matter implied by the term Maya, the subtlest matter, is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, it cannot by itself evolve into the universe. Therefore, only blessed by consciousness, the reality obtaining in him of consciousness, implied the term Brahman alone, this universe evolves into this matter, evolves into this universe. Therefore, here we look at this, consciousness and matter are originally inseparable, like reality and its power. We can't even say power. The power of reality is inseparable from its source, the reality. And the whole universe also is what actually the manifestation of this reality, the power of reality, which is inseparable from its source. So the whole universe also is what now? Same two principles, the consciousness, the source of power, and the power of consciousness manifests this whole universe. Therefore, when it's personified, this consciousness implied by the term Brahman is personified as Shiva. And the power of reality, inseparable from reality, is personified as Shakti. So Shiva Shakti, Ardhanarishwara, is actually the personification of half man and woman, actually is nothing but personification of these two inseparable, the one reality with this inseparable power alone is personified as Shiva and Shakti. So here it is said, first the Akasha originate came into existence. We can say this, when I say whole cosmos, we can include 14 lokas, 14 worlds, the known and the unknown worlds, Chaturdasha Bhuvanani. You know, there's 14 worlds. Shastram talks about 14 worlds. Chaturdasha Bhuvanani. Six above, and we are in the seventh one, and the seven below. Seven below. And it is said, believe in keeping the Punya Papam. Only Papam is there, and we will be there, one of the seven below. Only Punyam is there, one of the six above. We are both Punyam and Papam, then we are in the seventh world. Okay, human beings. This world of mortals. We are going to sit later on, don't worry about it now. But I want to understand, the whole cosmos means Shastram talks about 14 worlds. And the entire, all these 14 worlds are nothing but what? Power of reality manifest is this, all this entire cosmos. And here her first mantra introduces first what is it which came into existence? Akasha Sambhutaha. In Taittiriya Upanishad, the same thing is presented here. Tasmadva Aitasmada Akasha Sambhutaha. From that Brahman, which is endowed with the power of Maya, first originated Akashaha, space. So it says space came into existence. Please do remember, when it says space came into existence, don't think that just as a baby is born out of mother's womb, the space came out of Brahman's womb. Don't imagine that way. Just understand this much, because we are going to negate the creation later on. Okay. Space originated. And space is the subtlest of the elements. Of all the elements, space is the subtlest. That's why space is most pervasive. The subtler the element, more pervasive it can be. And space happens to be the subtlest of the elements. Space is all pervasive. Okay. And Akashaha. Then came Akashad Vayuhu. And what is next subtle element? Vayu, air. Then came air. Now we are talking about the subtle elements. The pure air. The pure space. Then pure air. Unmixed with any other element. The element by itself is what? Subtle element. Pure air element came into existence. Then vayoho agnihi. You can see fifth case is used. Tataha tasmat. From that Brahman which is endowed with this power known by the term Maya alone, this first space originated, then came air, then came fire. Agni vayoho. Akashad vayuhu vayor agnihi. Agnehe apaha. From fire came the waters. Apaha is a plural expression. Apaha, you don't need to say in English waters. But here in Sanskrit we say waters. Apaha. Then what the fifth case plural form of the apaha? Adbhyaha. Apa shabda is different one. Adbhyaha means from apaha, from the waters, came prithivi, the earth element. So we have to understand each and every element, all the five elements have come into existence. They are subtle elements. And each element has the three gunas. Why? Karanasya gunaha karye anuvarteyuhu. The attributes of the cause definitely will continue to be in effect also. The gold is yellow in color. The chain must be yellow in color. Whatever is the nature of the cause, that nature of the cause must be found in the effect also. So Maya, the power is endowed with the three gunas means, and those three gunas must be found in all the five elements. So here Maya is the cause. We say Maya is the cause. And elements are the effects. And without Brahman, Maya itself cannot become the cause. Therefore, we look at this Brahman as the Nimitta Karanam, intelligent cause. And Maya is the material cause. Maya is the material cause. Brahman is the intelligent cause. So by its mere presence, evolution is possible. Now, this each and every element also is endowed with all three gunas. Now, space also, akashaha space, vayuhu air, agnihi fire, apaha waters, prithivi earth. And each every element has three gunas now. Akasha also has sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. And you know, each and every element has all three gunas. So here, the sattvic aspect of the elements alone become subtle instruments. So we're going to see next sentence there. Yetesham Please read the 45th sentence. Ye tesham. So sentence number 45, the text presents the creation of five subtle elements. And in 46th sentence, the textbook is presenting the creation of five subtle elementals. You understand the stage. First stage, five subtle elements are created. The second stage, subtle elementals are created. So origination or creation of five subtle elementals is discussed in the 46th sentence. 45th sentence. Please note, sentence number 44 presents the origination of five subtle elements. Now, 45th sentence presents the origination of subtle elements, elementals. 45 onwards. We'll see now. Yetesham panchatattvanam madhye akashasya sattvikamshat shrotrendriyam sambhutam. Look at this. Yetesham panchatattvanam. Yetesham panchatattvanam is a, you know, that's, you must be able to read it now by now. Of these five elements, yetesham panchatattvanam, of these five elements, five principles, five elements are five principles here. First, of these five principles, in terms of five subtle elements, yetesham pancha tattvanam madhye, pancha tattvanam madhye, of these five subtle elements or five subtle principles, madhye, among of them, akashasya sattvika amshat. Again, madhye akashasya, that akara dropped because of long akara. Long a follows a, so a got dropped. Akashasya sattvika amshat. The sat, from the sattvic aspect of space, from the sattvic aspect of space, akashasya sattvika amshat, from the subtle aspect of the sattvika amshat, from the sattvic aspect of space, akashasya sattvika amshat, from the sattvic aspect of space, shrotra indriyam sambhutam. Shrotra indriyam, the power of hearing. Power of hearing is called a shrotra indriyam. Shrotram means ear. Shrotra indriyam, power of hearing. The subtle power of hearing, the imperceptible subtle power of hearing, obtaining within the golakam called ear lobe, within the ear. Subtle power of hearing is called a shrotra indriyam sambhutam. Sambhutam originated, came into existence. The first power of, subtle power of hearing originated from the sattvic aspect of space. Understand? That's why if you keep it close, you can't hear. You don't want to hear any sound, you should what now? If you really cover it, no space, you can't hear. To hear, you need space. You know that. Sound can travel only in space. Therefore, the power of hearing is nothing but modified form of the sattvic aspect of the space. Akashasya sattvikaha amshaha. Sattvika amshat shrotra indriyam sambhotam. Sattvikamshat shrotra indriyam sandhi comes. Then what happens? Sattvikamshat shrotra indriyam. Note the sandhi. Sanskrit students, afterwards you have to work. Okay. Sattvika amshat plus shrotra indriyam. Sattvika amshat shrotrendriyam. Sandhi. How many sandhis you come across? Shrotra indriyam shrotrendriyam. Guna sandhi there. Akashasya sattvika amshat. Akashasya sixth case. Sattvika amshat, sattvika plus amshat, sattvika amshat, fifth case. This is sattvika amshat, shrotra indriyam sambhotam. The power of hearing has originated from the sattvic aspect of space, subtle element. Do please remember, we have not yet come across gross elements. We are talking about only subtle elements now. The pure space is subtle element. And from the subtle space, has three aspects, three gunas. Subtle space also has sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. And from the sattvic aspect of space, the power of hearing originated. Okay, next. Vayoho sattvikamshat twagindriyam sambhotam. Vayoho sattvikamshat twagindriyam sambhotam. Vayoho sattvikamshat twagindriyam sambhotam. Now, sambhotam originated. Sambhotam is a participle, you know that, originated, came into existence. What? Twag indriyam. Indriyam means subtle power. Imperceptible subtle power is known by the term indriyam. And here, vagindriyam. Sorry, twagindriyam. Please note twagindriyam. Twag. Twag means power of touch. Twak means skin. Twak means skin. And the power of touch obtaining in this skin is, the skin is perceptible. Our external skin is perceptible. And the skin is golakam. Please note, skin is golakam, and in the skin, we have imperceptible power of touch. The power of touch is called twagindriyam. Twak is golakam, twagindriyam is indriyam, imperceptible power. Twagindriyam has originated from the sattvic aspect of vayu. Very interesting to note, only from the sattvic aspect of subtle elements, all five subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge originated. Okay, the power of touch obtaining in skin has originated from the sattvic aspect of vayu, air element. Next, agnehe sattvikamshat chakshurindriyam sambhotam. அக்னேஹி சாத்விக அம்சாத் அம்சாத் சக்ஷு அம்சாத் சக்ஷு. சந்தி ஹாவ் டு ஒர்க் அவுட், பிளீஸ் நோட் சந்தி தேர், யூ கேன் ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் வாட் சந்தி இட் இஸ். அக்னேஹி சாத்விக அம்சாத் சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் சம்போதம். சி சாத்விக அம்சாத் பிளஸ் சக்ஷு, சாத்விக அம்சாத் சக்ஷு, சக்ஷு பிளஸ் இந்திரியம் சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம், டூ சந்தீஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு மேக் அ நோட். ஓகே, நவ் அக்னேஹே ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ், அக்னேஹே சாத்விக அம்சாத் அகெய்ன் ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ், ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் அக்னேஹே, சிக்ஸ்த் கேஸ் அக்னீஸ் சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட், ஃப்ரம் தி சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் அக்னி ஃபயர், அக்னேஹே ஆஃப் தி ஃபயர் சிக்ஸ்த் கேஸ் சாத்விக அம்சாத், ஃப்ரம் தி சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபயர் has come into existence. What has come into existence here? Chakshurindriyam, the power of seeing. See, Chakshuhu means eye. Chakshuhu means eye. And Chakshurindriyam, Chakshushaha Indriyam, the power of seeing, obtaining in this eye, your Chakshurindriyam, the power of seeing, has originated from the sattvic aspect of fire element. Our seeing power is nothing but sattvic aspect of fire element. So our Chakshuhu, the physical eye, is a golakam, and the indriyam is the subtle power obtaining here. Okay, agnehe சாத்விக அம்சாத் சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் சம்போதம். நெக்ஸ்ட், ஜலஸ்ய சாத்விகாம்சாத் ரசனேந்திரியம் சம்போதம். ஜலஸ்ய சாத்விகாம்சாத் ரசனேந்திரியம் சம்போதம். அகெய்ன், ரசனா இந்திரியம் ரசனேந்திரியம். ரசனா மீன்ஸ் டங், ஜிஹ்வா ரசனா மீன்ஸ் டங், அண்ட் இந்திரியம் தி பவர் ஆஃப் டேஸ்ட் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் தி டேஸ்ட் பட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி டங். சோ டங் இஸ் கோலகம், த பிசிக்கல் பார்ட் இஸ் கோலகம், த இம்பர்செப்டபிள் சட்டில் பவர் ஆஃப் டேஸ்டிங் இஸ் கால்டு இந்திரியம், சட்டில் பவர். The subtle power of taste obtaining in the taste buds of the tongue has originated from the sattvic aspect of water. Jalasya agnehe jalasya, all positive case. Jalasya sattvika amshat rasana indriyam rasanendriyam sambhutam. So, the power of taste, the imperceptible subtle power of taste originated from the sattvic aspect of water element. That is why we need saliva for tasting all the time. Imagine, your tongue is dry. Dry, you cannot know any taste. You know that? Suppose the tongue becomes dry like a biscuit. You cannot know any taste. Tongue must always be, you know, you must have saliva. You can't taste otherwise. Anyway, so this power of tasting called rasana indriyam, power of tasting obtaining in the physical part called tongue. You have to see this physical part is perceptible. Tongue is perceptible. You can show, open your mouth and show your tongue. But you cannot show your tasting power, power of taste. It's called sukshma. Indriyam. So, rasanendriyam has originated from the sattvic aspect of water. Last one. Prithivyaha sattvikamshat ghranendriyam sambhotam. Prithivyaha sattvikamshat ghranendriyam sambhotam. So prithivyaha sattvika amshat ghran indriyam sambhotam. So again, ghranam means nose. Nose is ghranam. Ghrana indriyam means what? The nose is physical part is golakam, perceptible. But the subtle power of smelling, subtle power of smelling obtaining in your nose, the nostrils, is called ghrana indriyam. And the power of smelling has originated from the sattvic aspect of the subtle earth. Okay? The sattvic aspect from the subtle aspect of subtle earth alone, the power of smelling has originated. Now please understand, all five subtle imperceptible powers, which are known as powers of knowledge, five sense powers, powers organs of knowledge, or sense organs, have originated from the sattvic aspects of the corresponding elements, subtle elements. Is it clear? Subtle powers have originated from the corresponding sattvic aspect of the corresponding subtle elements. So which sattvic aspect of which element is associated with which sense power? You must remember. Now, so now these five subtle powers are five subtle elementals. And subtle elementals, in terms of subtle powers or sense powers or sense organs, are what? Subtle faculties. Next one now. Yetesham. Are you following me? Yetesham. Panchatattvanam. Yetesham panchatattvanam. Samashti sattvika amshat. Samashti sattvika amshat. Mano buddhyahankara chittantahkaranani. Mano buddhyahankara chittantahkaranani sambhutani. Yetesham panchatattvanam samashti sattvikamshat mano buddhyahankara chittantahkaranani sambhutani. Now you're understanding the most important subtle instrument, internal instrument of knowledge, known as antahkaranam. The five subtle sense powers are known as bahyakaranani, external instruments of knowledge. The five subtle powers are said to be external instruments of knowledge, bahya karanani. Why bahya? From the standpoint of mind, they are said to be bahya karanani. There's no internal, inside, outside. Okay. External instruments of knowledge. These five sense powers, which are also imperceptible, which are subtle, which obtain in their each go corresponding, each respective golakam, they are said to be external instruments of knowledge from the standpoint of the mind. And there's something called antahkaranam. Antahkaranam, internal instrument of knowledge, antahkaranam. You can put one word, mind. Okay. Actually, mind has originated from the sattvic aspects of all the five elements. So each sense power has come into existence from the corresponding sattvic aspect of corresponding subtle element. But here, the sattvic aspects of all the five subtle elements, sattvic aspects of all the five subtle elements together constitute the antahkaranam. So antahkaranam is a product as originated. Antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge, has originated from the sattvic aspects of all the five elements. So, sattvic aspect of space, sattvic aspect of air, sattvic aspect of fire, sattvic aspect of water, sattvic aspect of earth, the sattvic aspects of all five elements together form the antahkaranam. Mind is a product of sattvic aspects of all five elements. The mind is capable of knowing all forms of objects, the fivefold objects, through five sense organs. How? Because mind itself is a product of sattvic aspects of all five elements. Now here you should remember, mind also is matter. Don't forget that. Elements are matter. Mind being an elemental product. How can mind be? Mind itself is elemental now. Mind is matter, very clear, very simple. All it made very clear. Mind is subtle matter, of course. Mind has originated from the sattvic aspects of five subtle elements. All the sattvic aspects of all five elements form the antahkaranam. But still it's matter, elemental. Now, mind and five sense powers. The six aspects are what now? Six of them have originated from the sattvic aspects of subtle elements. That's why mind is associated. Mind has to back up all sense powers. Mind has to back up the hearing power, seeing power, power of smelling, power of taste, and power of touch. Mind can function with all five subtle sense powers. Because mind itself is product of sattvic aspects of all five elements, subtle elements. And here, antahkaranam, this mind is involved. Mind is given four different functional names. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. Even though my antahkaranam is one internal instrument of knowledge, is given four different functional names. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. So here the author says, the manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, this internal instrument of knowledge, which is given four different functional names as manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, has originated from the sattvic aspects of all five elements. Okay. Now, then the author wants to explain what is mind, what is intellect, what is ahankara, what is chittam. Okay. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Nischayatmika buddhihi. Ahankarta ahankaraha. Chintana kartru chittam. So, sattva gunanam samuhaha, the collection of the sattvic aspects of all five elements is what now samashti sattvamshaha. Samashti sattvamshaha. And here, antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge, is a product of the samashti sattva amshaha. And here, this antahkaranam has to back up, has to function along with all sense organs. And it has to respond to all the stimuli collected through all the sense powers. And what is this manaha? He differentiates why antahkaram is divided into four, why it is given four different functional names. Okay, look at here. Yetesham pancha sattvikamshanam antakaranam sambhutam. It could have said easily. But the author himself, the textbook itself, differentiates antakaranam into four aspects. Why? Four different functions are involved there. What is the first function of the antahkaranam? Therefore, he says, why the antahkaranam is given the name manaha? In keeping with a specific function of antahkaranam, is called manaha. So he says, sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Are you all reading? Following the textbook? Okay. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. See, sankalpaha literally means the decision about what I want to do, literally. But here, sankalpaha, if we take it as doubt, and vikalpaha means restlessness, vacillation, or wavering. Sankalpa vikalpaha. So, the mind is of the nature of oscillation. See, the oscillation means it cannot remain steadily as one thing. It cannot remain in one place. It cannot move in one direction. If the movement is happening in two different directions, then we call it oscillation. Now, usually, the traditionally example given is, in any clock, the pendulum cannot remain stand. When the time comes, the pendulum keeps moving, moving in two directions. It goes to the front, comes back, goes to the front, comes back, goes to the front, comes back. That's how it maintains the time for us. It shows us the every second it will be going up and down. Up and down means it will be moving forth and behind. It goes to the front and comes back, goes to the front, comes back, means a right and left. Like that, if there is oscillation, there's a dilemma. Before doing anything, there is a dilemma. You are not able to decide whether you should do or you should not do. That is mind. Okay. You are not able to decide. Should I finish this now or later? Should I earn money or not? Should I travel tomorrow or day after? Like this, always oscillation, doubt comes. Not simple things in every, should I accept this job or some other job? That job. Should I accept this money or should I go for better money? Like always this doubt, this oscillation is there. There's also vikalpaha. So doubt. This oscillation implies doubt. And this, the doubting is a very nature function. It's a sort of a nature of the mind. Why there's a doubt? Why would we doubt? That's how the mind can be. So, vikalpaha is actually, suppose when you think, you are able to decide, in thinking, you are able to decide, then the decision based on a thinking is sankalpa. When you think and when you are doubting, should I do this? Should I not do this? Should I go today or tomorrow? I should go. When you decide, the decision based on thinking is sankalpa. Suppose we're not able to decide about what you want to do based on your thinking is called vikalpaha. Vikalpa is doubt. You start thinking, you're able to decide, it's a sankalpa. You're not able to decide, still you're oscillating, then it is vikalpa. And this oscillation, this doubting problem involves all actually other emotions also. All emotions means what? Likes and dislikes, desires in terms of likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, attachment, all this passion, all these also form part of this oscillating mind. Oscillating aspect of the antahkarana. Therefore, if you take what is nischayatmika buddhi, nischaya means decision. Once you mind is doubtful, the mind is involved in oscillation, then finally it is, you're able to make a decision, and that the capacity to decide is the faculty of this deciding is called buddhi, the faculty of making a decision. The faculty of deciding is buddhi. Nischayaha itself means decision. Nischayaha means decision. Nischayatmika buddhihi means the faculty of deciding is called buddhihi. So sankalpa vikalpatmaka manaha, doubts are there, you're not able to decide. There again, positively, when you decide, we call sankalpa. The negatively, still oscillation continues, that is vikalpa. This is mind. And I said, this doubting, the this oscillation aspect involves all emotions. Whereas the buddhihi is the faculty of deciding. Nischayaha is a noun, which is a decision. And the third aspect of the antakarnam, it's not the third aspect actually. In fact, it is the function of the antakarnam is manaha buddhihi chittam. I want to talk about first. Chittam is a memory. Chittam is a memory. You are able to store lots of the experiences you have in your waking state. In waking state, we do have lots of experiences. And some of the experiences are remembered very carefully. And where are they stored? There is a faculty of remembering, faculty of memory. And it means the you collect, store all our waking state experiences. The storehouse of the waking state experiences is otherwise called faculty of memory. It's called a chittam. It is also one of the functions of the mind. The mind antakarnam is called a chittam because of its function of accumulating experiences and storing them. And finally, I want to say, what ahankaraha? Ahankaraha actually entertaining the notion, I am an individual. Entertaining a notion that I am an individual. Thereby entertaining the notion, I'm individual. And then having the very I sense. There is I sense, which is ahankara. The knowledge of existence of one's own self, obtaining in terms of thought, in terms of I am, is ahankara. So I am is knowledge. But the knowledge doesn't remain always by knowledge. It always, I sense, the I, the first person singular pronoun, the expression of the ahankara, expression of the thought, and which is used by all the individuals to refer to one's own self, actually, originally, it obtains from a thought. And I thought, identified with this body, mind, sense complex, and any expression as any wrong notion, all the wrong notions one has about oneself in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am an enjoyer, I am the doer, I am, you know, anything added to I am, you can say it's a notion. anything added to I am is a wrong notion one has about oneself. Please remember, what is ahankara? Anything I am, it's beautiful. I am is knowledge of existence of one's own self. Obtaining in our thought is fine. But anything added to I am becomes actually a wrong notion one entertains about oneself. We think I am fat, I am thin, I am intelligent, I am dull, I'm rich, I'm poor, and anything added to I am is a wrong notion one every individual human being entertains about oneself, which is ahankara. And this ahankara, the notion, the sense of individuality centered on I, is ahankara. And based on sense of individuality centered on I, anything added to I am is an expression of wrong notion one has about oneself, is all in your thought only. The wrong notion one entertains about oneself is the thought, which is ahankara. Okay? So we'll see this last Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, Ahankara, we'll see again in detail next class. I want to introduce you today those four words. Even though four different names are given, all of them are nothing but just thoughts. Antahkaranam is nothing but thoughts. The thoughts constitute antahkaranam. And what's a thought? You understand thought in terms of cognition and all that. So we'll see again. We'll start from antahkaranam again next week. Okay. At least you know from the first, this origination of five subtle elements, and each subtle element has all three gunas, and the sattvic aspect, from the sattvic aspect of gunas alone, subtle instruments of knowledge have originated. And also the antahkaranam is also nothing but the product of sattvic aspects of all five elements. We'll continue next class. I'll give you a small break. We'll continue the Sanskrit class. Okay.